All I could come up with was the hole. Out of nowhere, Otto said, "The water's going down." "What?" "It is, Mergen. It's down 5 feet already." Would flooding the city make that much difference? No, why is that? Goblin and One Eye exchanged significant looks.
"What?"
I demanded.
"After we do our experiment."
"All right. The rest of you guys. You know the problems. Go see if there's anything we can do about them."
Chapter 75. "Talk to me," I told the runt wizards. Goblin said,
"We think something was done to you when you were out there."
He jerked his head shoreward.
"What? Get serious. We are. You were gone a long time. And you changed. How many disappearing spells have you had since you got back?"
I gave it an honest think. "Only one? Maybe. When I was kidnapped. I don't remember anything about it. I'm sure they drugged me. I was drinking tea with the speaker. Then I was in that street where you found me. I have no idea how I got there. I have vague recollections of smelling smoke and going out a door, which put me somewhere that I did not expect to be when I got to the other side. I vaguely remember thinking something about being in the House of Pain."
"They tortured you?"
"They did. I still had the nicks and bruises to prove it. I had no idea what I might have been asked, if anything. I did suspect that Sindhu's pals were behind my abduction and the attempt on Mogava. If so, their life sure took an unpleasant turn when the Black Company found them."
"We've been watching you," Goblin said. "And you have been behaving pretty strange sometimes. What we want to do is put you to sleep and see if we can't reach the part of you that was there when things happened."
"I don't get you."
"You don't have to. You just have to cooperate."
"You're sure?"
"We're sure."
He didn't sound sure. I awakened on my own pallet, not refreshed. Someone was wiping my hot face with a cold, wet cloth. I opened my eyes. In the light of one tiny candle, Sara looked more lovely than ever. She looked better than imagination. She continued to wipe my face. I had another hangover-type headache. What had they done? I ought at least to get the enjoyment that came before the pain. Totan began to fuss. He slept in a basket of evil-smelling rags beneath my right.